The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Topo Chico, twist of lime. That's what I drink all the time.
I actually just finished a Mountain Dew.
Nah, you gotta rock the Topo Chico twist of lime, baby.
Topo Chico is good. It is good.
Yeah,
I had
you
some
didn't know
we
what
there.
It was either.
No, I
you
didn't.
Weren't aware. You weren't woke.
No, I wasn't. But Topo Chico is it's pretty good, guys. I miss
the way that we used to refer to woke.
Yeah, in the Marines. It was like, oh, you know what the hell's going on. Like, you know this cool little thing.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's been co-opted. It's been
by
co-opted
politics.
It's been co-opted by politics. People are always like, oh, he's the woke liberal left.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
God, it's a real bummer. Because I use it, you know, I use it sometimes.
The old way still.
Yeah, I'll use it like the traditional way where I'll be like, oh, you know, you do this thing, you're woke. But now people are like, wait, what? No, I'm not.
Everyone's just confused now.
Topo Chico is woke.
In a good way.
In a good way. I mean, they might be.
They could be.
They could be liberal.
But their flavor is woke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Tucker didn't know about it. I wouldn't even have been really pegged as a.
Don't peg me at all.
See, this is another one. This is another term. Another term.
It's another term.
Yeah, I'm not trying to peg you, dude. I'm not trying to peg you.
It doesn't matter what you're trying to do.
I'm pegging you. Welcome to Take It Easy. No, I wouldn't peg you as a sparkling water guy.
Well, I'm not. Okay, here's the thing. Sparkling water is good, but okay. I don't think I've ever bought one for myself.
Mm.
I'm never, and LaCroix doesn't count. I went through a LaCroix phase.
I think it's a maturity thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I just couldn't.
And after Tucker just showed, I just finished my Mountain Dew. Sorry. The only way it would have been worse is if it was fucking Code Red.
I've never had a Code Red.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. You haven't had a Code Red? Are you kidding me?
I love
Don't lie to me. I thought we were friends.
You're a Code Red kid. ADHD? Red dye? That's your thing. That's your bread
okay,
and butter.
Everybody loves red dye. You're
yeah,
sitting
but
on
you,
red dye
you,
right now.
You need it. It's coursing through your veins.
I don't need it. I choose to have it, and I can quit whenever I want. I can quit whenever I want. Red 40 doesn't own me.
I'm a lemon-lime extremist.
Yeah. Yeah, and
Mountain
you have confused. See, and that's
Green
why I
Gatorade.
Thought you might like the twist of lime, but you have some confusing opinions on lemon-lime as a concept. You know why?
Why?
This is something that's bothered me about Tucker for years now.
I don't know where this is going, guys.
He doesn't know where it's going, but he will soon. There are two types of Gatorade. You've got the green Gatorade, and you've got the yellow Gatorade. Tucker calls the yellow Gatorade green Gatorade.
Well, it's lemon lime. And limes are green.
Okay. What's the first flavor that it is in that two flavored thing?
It's lemon.
Yeah. What color is a lemon?
It's yellow.
Checkmate.
But a lime is green, and when you mix them, it's more green than it is yellow.
No. No.
Does anyone else refer to it? And green Gatorade is like not a mainline entry
lemon
in the
lime
series.
Gatorade. Lemon lime
Gatorade. What is a green Gatorade? What is a green Gatorade? Like a apple?
It is shocking how yellow. Like I'm looking it up right now. It is shocking how yellow that is a yellow Gatorade. That is a yellow Gatorade. Doesn't matter if it's lemon lime. It starts with lemon. It holds the color of the lemon, you know?
I don't know. Something about it being green makes it taste better. Like the idea of
you gaslighting yourself into it being green, because there is a green Gatorade. It's called Green Apple.
Yeah, that's not a mainline entry though. Gatorade is green, it's blue, it's red, it's orange.
Yellow.
You have your okay. What color is Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew is green.
Is it? Goodem side by side. Emma, side by side.
Oh, the bottles are green.
Oh, okay. So now your tune changes once they're side by side next to your face.
Well, a bottle of Gatorade is clear.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't thinking about the liquid color, but the color of the Gatorade.
I think everybody just saw what I saw.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about the bottle from the outside.
Ted's got the Gatorade sitting right here. All of a sudden, Mountain Dew appears next to him. And he's like, oh, well, it's the bottle. No.
Well,
it's
no,
green. They're both green.
No, I was thinking of the color when I see it from the outside. But if we're walking on in terms of the color we see from the outside, the Gatorade is yellow.
I also want to clear the air. I don't regularly drink Mountain Dew.
That's such a lie too. God,
what are you talking
about? It's like you walk your. Do you walk through life as a dirty sinner all the time like this?
I'm not religious, but. To live in sin, I don't think that's me. I had a moment of weakness. I saw a 1 liter bottle of Mountain Dew and I bought it.
Okay.
Because I worked a long, hard day yesterday.
Yeah, it is tough to like say that I'm not a sinner too when I admitted very recently about having only been drinking pretty much full sug Coke, like a dirty dog. I was drinking that full sug Coke like a slut.
Yeah, it's hard not to when you go to Chipotle, you know? They're sitting
Well, I'm
right
not even
there.
Going to Chipotle, though. I'm dashing
Chipotle's
it,
going to you.
I'm dashing it, man. I'm dashing it. Proud sponsor of Take It Easy.
Not yet. I don't think they are yet.
Oh, they're not?
But we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you.
I'll sponsor you. Can I get a free meal?
We've done it with chocolate in the past, so... Which was a cool sponsor.
What's the coolest sponsor you've ever had?
The most recent sponsor I did, which is Midas Merge.
Okay, yeah. Besides, obviously, the great Midas Merge.
Which I have still been playing, by the way.
What is your second favorite sponsor you've ever
Probably
done?
The Universal ad that I
did. Oh, yeah, that is kind of cool.
I did that in 2021. For those of you who don't know, I did a fully sponsored video with Universal where I... learned how to become like an action star with David Bernhardt, who was the stunt coordinator on the movie Nobody, which they're coming out with a sequel to it now. I hope they hit me up. They probably won't.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I'm never going to get over the fact that Bob Odenkirk unfollowed me on Instagram.
Oh, he did? That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. So we followed each other for a period.
Yeah, because you had to do that. You met him on Zoom,
Instagram Live with him.
Yeah,
which was it was interesting. It was like it was such like a PR tour thing he had to do. Like he comes in, it's like the webcam. Somehow he manages to make his phone at 240p. You know?
Dude, why does every celebrity have the worst camera quality ever on Zoom? It was like throughout COVID and like the lingering times when you'd see celebrities doing remote stuff, it was like, what do you have? Something? It was like you had a worse camera than a C920.
Yeah.
But it's impressive.
He followed me forward to do that Instagram Live thing, I think because you had to in order to do it. And then it was like, I was like, oh, Bob Odenkirk fucking follows me on Instagram. And then like within a week, maybe within 2 days, he was gone. He was gone from following me.
That's
it was brutal.
Awesome,
it was
dude.
Really brutal. And it was like.
That would sting. I really like Bob Odenkirk.
David still follows me. And sometimes I'll reply to his stories and we'll chat a little bit.
Did you watch any of Better Call Saul?
I watched a little bit.
We just finished it.
But Bob Odenkirk has a much larger career than Better Call Saul.
I know, but that's got to be his magnum opus in terms of performance. That's a hell of a series.
It's a big one for him. But, I mean, Nobody's a huge movie.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. But I did just finish Better Call Saul. I loved it. Although, I found the ending.
So you can understand how much it would hurt then. It'll probably hurt you more, maybe.
Well, to find out Bob Odenkirk was following me would be crazy. And then to lose him would be so much worse.
Yeah, it feels like I lost a part of myself. I gained a part of myself. You know what? Bob Odenkirk came into my following. He took a part of my heart, and then he left with it. He left out the door with it. And that hurt a lot.
I'm going to title this episode something like Bob Odenkirk Hurt Ted or something.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I'm sorry for you.
I'll get over it.
If you could have one celebrity following you on Instagram, who would it be?
Logan Paul.
No, he doesn't count, dude.
Logan Paul. I'm a maverick.
I don't know what you're even referencing.
Maverick. Logan
Tom
Paul.
Tom Cruise?
You want Tom Cruise? Isn't that Tom Cruise a Scientologist?
Yeah, he is. He's also, but he's in Top Gun.
Dude, I've been seeing a lot of Scientology ads.
Are they trying to recruit you?
I mean, they're billboards, but I do think that they're targeting me specifically.
I feel like you could be recruited.
Why? Why is that? You think I'm easily radicalized?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
In my videos, I definitely am.
Yeah, I know. You're always like down to join some manifesto in a video. Yeah,
that's like a different version of me in my videos, is the version of me that is just down to just like become radicalized. Like I got radicalized by the Rainforest. Well, I think I'm objectively radicalized by the Rainforest Cafe. I feel like that is something that is true to my heart, but
yeah, like you couldn't see one and not go there.
But with the Margaritaville, I got radicalized by that. I got radicalized by the Barbie lore. And most recently I got radicalized by Ashton Hall.
I would say your Rainforest Cafe video, honestly, both of them, that had to have had a positive impact on those restaurants.
For sure. Yeah. No, it did. You could look at the Google Trends and you can see that when we released those videos, that was at the peak of interest that the restaurant had ever had for just in general.
That's really cool. That's a fun fact you could like take to the grave.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
that's
there.
Why they had me come out for the little Empire pop-up State. Thing. And they every time, like, and whenever, like, it's funny. They'll, on the Twitter for Rainforest Cafe, they'll make like, they'll repost, they'll post, like they posted when I put a video up and they'll do all this stuff. They don't follow me.
Oh, that hurts.
It does. It does hurt a little bit because, they follow me on Instagram and stuff. They don't, but they, for some reason, they refuse to follow me on TikTok or on
Twitter.
On Twitter, and I'm the first person they've probably ever done
their social media presence off the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to Europe tomorrow.
Ted's going to Europe.
Yeah, I'm going to Europe.
What countries are you hitting?
First stop is is Dublin. I'm going to be in Dublin for a couple days.
Okay.
Maybe I should film another podcast in Dublin. That was a nightmare. Remember that was a nightmare. We're trying to get that going.
Yeah, there was a lot of problems that day, and I was just trying to go to class.
I'm bringing this with me though. I think I'm going to vlog.
I'm going to pull a Schlatt
and do some VHS vlogs because I was very jealous seeing him do that, and so I'm going to do some for myself.
They look really good. They're fun. Yeah.
It's definitely fun, and I want to have more stuff for my second channel.
Wait, there's a lot of second channel stuff that hasn't come out yet, I feel like.
Yeah, there's the Kenya thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Kenya thing. There is the stuff that we filmed with Schlatt when we were in New York. And yep. I actually today, after filming this podcast, I'm gonna drive over to an editor's place in LA and drop off that footage so they can take care of it while I'm away.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. You're getting it done.
I'm in full bloom right now, Tucker.
I'm actually blooming myself. I brought my PS5 with me here. Isn't she pretty?
Yeah, she is pretty. Wait, why'd you bring your PS5 to go on vacation?
What do you mean?
I guess I don't know what I mean. I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was like my sister said, bring your console. I started playing Resident Evil 2 last night.
Oh?
Hey? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
You like that?
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, because I've been itching ever since I played Silent Hill 2 for a similar haunt.
Yeah. When are you streaming again? I've been checking your Twitch tracker. You haven't been streaming a lot.
I streamed two nights this week.
Yeah, you haven't been streaming at all. You've been ignoring them.
No, I streamed twice. I was celebrating. I streamed with Derek. We are the best we've ever been at Rocket League. We had like a 10-game win streak one night on stream. It was incredible. We're going to take each other to the top.
Exciting news in Tucker's life.
Which is why I was celebrating on stream. I just got a full-time job in the degree field that I went to school for. So it's an environmental job.
Yeah,
like an ecosystem job. And it's going to be outside. It's fully outside work. I'm really excited. It yeah, all Tucker's happened fast.
9 to 5. He's going to be ignoring me more. I can't access him whenever I want.
Yep. I've broken free of the shackles. The
I had him for, how long did I have you for?
You had me for 3+ years.
No, we can't include school though.
What?
We can't include your school. There has to be the period of time where you weren't in school.
Where I was a free agent, basically.
Where you were a free agent entirely, like all
okay,
of your time.
August of 2024 to June of 2025. Almost a full year. And
yeah, I only had you for a full year.
You had me for 10 months, and then I said, I'm done with these chains.
Yeah, timing, you couldn't handle it.
I couldn't handle the freedom. I did, yeah.
That's what they say. Some people need the shackles.
Yeah, I'm taking off these shackles, and I'm putting on a brand new set of them. Arguably a heavier, more restrictive, rustier set of shackles.
But you love a rusty thing.
Yeah, because then you can clean her up.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What?
I've been thinking about, man, it's so much cheaper to buy a house if you do a fixer-upper, right?
Yep.
If I buy a fixer-upper house, you want to come help?
Where are you buying it?
I don't know.
Like in Los Angeles?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, sure. I would help you do that.
Nice. Cool.
I'm doing some work in my basement at home.
How long are you helping for?
How long? It depends how much beer you buy.
Okay. Well, how much beer could last like several months?
Oh shit! Oh, so you want me back in the shackles for a new project?
I'm scheming. I'm thinking of ways that I can keep you around.
If you buy one,
because what? When was the last time that we spent more than like 2 weeks together?
Like high school, excluding Kenya.
Yeah, no, we that's effed up.
Well, who do you spend more? When's the last time you spent more than 2 weeks with anybody besides your significant other?
I don't know. I just like hanging out, you know? Sorry, I like hanging out with you.
It is hard.
You're hard to get a hold of, you know? You're like, oh, I got to go to the Cape. Oh, I'm running to this place. Well, oh, we're going to New York. We got a business dinner with the business people.
This week, I've been doing a lot of work because, oh, also, I got my landlord to pay me to do the landscaping at the property we live at. So I'm the landscaper on call, reducing that rent any way I can.
Yeah.
I also got convinced to buy.
Do they just take it out of your rent?
He just said, hey, if you do it once a week, I'll take $100 off a month. I was like, deal. Because I'd do it anyway for free. And he bought the mower and the weed whack. Yeah, $100 off your rent.
I feel like you could have gotten more for that.
Yeah, but I'd rather take less and have more control over how it looks, you know?
Oh, okay.
The more you gotta think, like, the more he's gonna give you for it, the more he's gonna want to have a say.
Oh,
That's how I view it. It's just one guy. It's just like a two unit property. But I'm in charge.
I have a confession to make. When summer hits, I get restless. That means I need to be outside as much as possible. I'm on the Cape right now, fishing every day. The last thing I want to do is spend hours cooking or, God forbid, go to the grocery store. Which is why it's perfect that this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes it easier to fit quick, home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes right to your door, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats. And this summer, HelloFresh has made it even easier to enjoy delicious, healthy, and homemade quality meals with their new ready-made meals. These heat-and-go HelloFresh meals are chef-crafted, flavorful dishes ready in just 3 minutes, so you can dig in and do summer right. Every HelloFresh meal uses high-quality ingredients, including seasonal fresh produce and protein that travel from the farm to your doorstep and are simple with easy-to-follow recipe cards or simple heat them up and eat them up options. I love HelloFresh, and it's a big reason Emma and I made it through college together. We used to use HelloFresh every single night for my freshman year, and it was a lifesaver. The meals were good, they were healthy, they were easy to calorie track, and most importantly, they were easy to make. Make your summer enjoyable and delicious by signing up for HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM. And then get 10 free meals with a free item for life. That's HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM for 10 free meals and a free item in every box. HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM. One per box with an active subscription. Free meals are applied as a discount on the first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. Thanks to HelloFresh for the sponsor. And now let's get back to the episode.
Our neighbor is a very mysterious woman. Let me paint you guys a picture because we can't crack the code here.
Okay.
This is a little story time for you guys. So we moved into this place in Western Mass in February, and we live in an old home. It's like two houses on the same lot. So they're technically like one lot. Our house is from mid-1800s. It's wicked old. It's tiny. It's like a New England cottage. We really like it, but we're going to have a kid there soon. There'll be three of us. The building that's in the front is massive. It's a massive home. Mm. And there's one single woman who lives there. And she's
probably... I've seen this home too. I've been there. I can imagine this.
Late 30s, early 40s. She's with it. But so the only time we really see her is when she comes out to smoke. She is a chain smoker. I had my trail camera outside because we have bears that
come. You got a trail cam for the chain smoker?
That's just a side effect of it. I had the trail cam pointed at the
We caught her smoking Marlboro Reds today. Oh, she's doing the American Spirits today? Whoa.
She actually just bought a carton of Marlboro Golds, I think. It was like
so you are really catching this woman on the trail cam, and you're keeping an eye on what she smokes. She's probably only doing the Marlboro Golds if that's what she's got.
She smokes a lot. Like, if her boyfriend's in town, she's smoking like every 15 minutes.
How old is this person?
Like 40.
How do you know?
So not that old. Because we've talked. She's my neighbor.
Oh. Well, you said it was this mysterious person.
You know, the mystery is, what does she do? Why is she in this huge house alone, renting? The rent, because we know what our rent costs. So, and ours is pretty high. I mean, rents are high right now, but still. And her house is at least double the square footage, if not triple. So it's like, why is this single woman, her boyfriend's there like one day a week, maybe. It's like, why is she living here? She smokes a fuckload and she has a housekeeper and somebody drops her off a lot. And she's incapable of any maintenance. Like, she can't change a light bulb, literally.
How do you know that?
My landlord tells me. And, like, the water line that our houses both use is in her basement, and it exploded. And I go over. Like, I'm the one that gets the call to go over and check it out. Like, she can't even go down the basement stairs. I don't know why. So there's, like, there's this mystery with this woman.
Like,
because
it sounds like she might be disabled in some capacity. Everything you're describing is somewhat of that of a disabled person.
No, I understand that, but there's no indication of that.
Okay.
Our landlord has never mentioned it, but he's talked about her, and he talks about everybody in town because he gossips to us.
Okay.
But so I don't know what her story is, and her boyfriend has a huge German Shepherd.
Does it seem like he travels, maybe? Maybe he's, like, the money guy, and he's, like, traveling a lot.
I'm willing to consider that, but what makes me not believe that
is
he...
I'm glad that you're willing to... Thank you for being willing to consider it. Yeah. I appreciate you doing that for me.
He looks like a mess, though. Like, you do not look at this person and think you've got
money.
Oh,
I mean, sure, but, I mean, look at Elon Musk. Dude had a fucking black eye in the Oval Office the other day.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know.
He said my kid hit me because we were. He said I told my kid to hit me as hard as he could or something.
Yeah,
which is a weird thing.
It was it was also like, why would you do that? Why would you tell your son to do that to you? Shouldn't you be saying, no, son, that I am training to be a person as they get older and have certain morals? Don't punch people as hard as you can. That kid's gonna grow up to be the fucking bouncer punching son of a billionaire. It's gonna be bad. Yeah.
Wait, how many
He's
kids
gonna end
does
up
he
on
have?
The news?
How many kids does he have? A lot, right?
Dude, he goes around like fucking Genghis Khan.
That's funny.
He's definitely got sort of a progeny sort of. Like, he's the kind of person that uses the word progeny in a serious manner. My progeny. He's all about spreading his seed.
Do you mean prodigy? What is progeny?
Progeny is children, like kin.
Oh, I've never heard that word. Ted's always got new vocab.
A descendant or the descendants of a person, animal, or offspring. My progeny. My descendants.
What's this kid's name? Like X12 or something?
Yeah, like 52.
He's been in the news this week because he dropped some Twitter bombs and then deleted them, which made
I didn't know he deleted them. It doesn't really matter if he deletes them.
I know. Deleting them made it even weirder.
He is like a drama hog right there. He is a gossip girl. Like, he was tweeting shit about, he was like, and also I think that Trump probably was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Dude, okay, but you are also the guy who was literally hyping the fuck out of him for months, and now you're talking about this? Jeffrey Epstein died like 6 years ago.
And didn't we all already know this?
That he was like a sex pest?
No, like that Trump and Epstein were friends. We've seen pictures of them together. Like, these
yeah,
are
yeah,
this...
I think the implication was that
it was
Trump
confirmed
did illegal sort of was engaging in the conspiratorial Jeffrey Epstein like sex slave shit.
Yeah.
Like Trump was like you know having you know intercourse with young women that were so young that
that's,
they would not
that's
be able
gross.
To vote. Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, I'm glad you're taking a stance against it too.
Yeah, I'm taking a stand. This is it. This is my stand.
This is it. Pedophilia this is, my stand. Is done. Tucker is
it's
taking
done.
A stance.
I'm taking a stand.
Take it easy, press corps. If you guys could put out a blast right now, Tucker has... We should have that. I need... If someone who's funny... Make a...
someone who's funny.
Make
not
a,
us.
Make a Twitter account that's called the Take It Easy Press Corps, Whenever we have like a thing for the press corps, you guys will send that out. Send that and out to the people.
Today's headline is Tucker takes a stand against pedophilia.
There we go. That's the first breaking news. Tucker took a stance against pedophilia. What else you got to say about it?
It's icky.
It
shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't exist.
There you go. There's the facts.
Yeah.
Those are the facts, folks. Write them down. Get the news out. Get the word out there.
Next episode of Take It Easy, or next Take It Easy special, is we're gonna be like those guys. Have you ever seen those guys on Twitter? I feel like I see this all the time, where they're going around and they're just like, they're entrapping pedophiles and like punching them in like a Walmart.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's high risk, though. That's high risk behavior.
High risk, for sure. High risk. And also, doesn't it like make it harder to get the person in jail?
Well, yeah, because now they're going to press charges against you, I would think, for assaulting them in public.
I don't know if they would open themselves up to the law like that if they know that they're being a pedophile.
Yeah, it's street justice, and street justice is very satisfying, but that is a slippery slope, and it is kind of chaotic. But
yeah.
I watch them, and sometimes I even like them.
What's crazy is that, like, when I watch those, it does seem like it seems like, I don't know, just like a raw form of like violence, just in a place that, and in a place that's like supposed to be like a normal, peaceful place. So seeing that violence happen, Walmart. And then like the, like, it only happens over the course of like 2 minutes, so it's not like the employees there have enough time to figure out what the fuck is going on and stop it. So it's just kind of like, they could be anywhere, but they're always in a Walmart.
Well, Walmart is kind of like the church of today, you know? It's a communal space. Everyone finds themselves at the local Walmart like at least once a month.
You know what's crazy about LA is that I don't, like, when I was at Ithaca, I was going to Walmart all the time.
LA has Targets instead.
Yeah, it's, they do. Red there Walmart. Is a Walmart, though. There's a Walmart in Burbank, but that's kind of out of the way. It's like, the Walmarts are just too big to fit.
They're
in
huge.
LA.
In Binghamton, we had two, and it was like, sometimes, like, if I wanted to buy a game or something, and you'd look at Walmart.com, and it'd be like, oh, it's in stock, but only at this one. And it was like, oh, I gotta go to the bad one.
Oh, I gotta go to the smelly one.
There was one Walmart that was like average Walmart experience, and then there was one that was like rough. And I feel like I was always finding myself at the rough one.
Oh, damn.
The rough one was easier to get to, so it would entice you with like a quick drive.
Sure.
But then you're just fighting through the slop to get through the aisles. Ew,
how many
brutal.
People are in these? Is there a lot of people in these Walmarts at all times?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a magic to a Walmart not a lot of people talk about.
You know what is the best time to be in Walmart? I'm going to paint you a really specific time, and I'm sure we've experienced this together, is when you're on a trip far from home, camping, and you're in there getting supplies, getting like some minor groceries.
I know what that feels like, because Eddie and I would do that most recently. Eddie and I would do that on our road trips.
Yeah.
And it was like, we'd go into the Walmart and it would be like getting supplies for like when we're doing the camping part of our video. And like, there was this very specific thing that Eddie would get that he wanted us to get to cook over the fire. I think it was like summer sausages.
Oh, I didn't know Eddie was a summer sausage guy.
Yeah.
I guess
I think
that
so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I do think that the summer sausage thing, the first time we had it when we were doing like our camping thing. But, or that the stuff with like the cheddar in it or something. But there's like there was a specific type of sausage where it was like, you knew it was good when it greased over in a certain way, where it started
when it
to
grease
bubble
over.
A
can you?
Bit.
Well, when you're cooking a sausage over the fire on a grill, when they start to like ooze and pop, that's when
yeah,
you know
was just,
you're
this
making
very
money.
Particular one that he went and found, and I was like, whoa. It was like a new piece of info, but we got it at Walmart.
Johnsonville bratwurst, cheddar bacon.
No, it was like summer sausage, is I think what it was called.
I could go for one of those right now.
Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard of this. Have I heard of this?
You sound like you're joking.
Do I? I'm not.
Wait, you haven't heard of Summer Sausage? I thought you were in on the Summer Sausage game.
No, I was. Well, you mentioned the cheddar I was in.
So, okay. Well,
I don't know what
Summer
Sausage is.
I feel like
is.
I'm going crazy now. Look at this. Oh, man. Jalapeno cheddar venison Summer Sausage. You hear that?
Okay. I actually just planted jalapenos this week.
Let that echo through your mind.
So when we were camping in the Everglades.
Okay,
we
I guess I'll fuck myself.
Yeah, that's okay. Let me get this out. When we were camping in the Everglades, we were in Flamingo, Florida. So we were at the bottom. So you had to go through the whole park just to get out of the park. And there was a Walmart out there. And going to that Walmart after camping for days to get some supplies, it's like a brief reprieve from the elements. Mm. It's sterile. It's like white light, sterile. It's bright. It's temperature controlled. And you're just like filthy, like hamburger meat. Like,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back out there because it feels so safe in the Walmart.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When I would go to summer camp as a kid, sleepaway mm-hmm. summer camp, there was a very particular moment as you became an older kid where he still works there, but the owner of the camp is sort of an eccentric character. And he would, you know, his main thing is that what he loved to do is he would basically just throughout the day, every day, as the camp people were going around their activities at camp and stuff, he would drive around in a gator and
that's fun,
and just hand out ice pops to people,
okay,
which was really cool. And then there were certain things that he would do, like he's really good at ping pong. So if a camper could beat him in a game of ping pong, the whole cabin for that kid would get to go to the local ice cream place.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
nearby,
cool.
And all hop into the bus and go to the ice cream place. So it was like there was this huge camaraderie around, like, oh, so and so beat Rich in a game of fucking ping pong. Oh, we're all going to ice cream. And then that kid was like the legend of the fucking cabin for like the rest of the session or whatever.
See, summer camp sounds really fun now to me, but as a kid, yeah. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Really? I think that you would have really gotten a kick out of it.
I was too introverted as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had known you maybe a few years earlier, I would have tried to convince it to be a thing.
Yeah, you would have put shackles. You would have shackled me to the...
I would have brought you along. Camp. I mean, there was a lot of its first experiences I had at summer camp. I mean, summer camp was where I had my first kiss.
Ew, yucky.
Yeah, it was a co-ed summer camp.
Wait, it was a boy?
Co-ed. Do you know what co-ed is?
Yeah.
Boys and girls. So it was like, there was dances at the end of every session too. So you could ask someone to, like a girl to be your date or something. And yeah, it was cool.
See, as a 12-year-old,
you didn't have to do that.
No way
in hell
I'm going
to that.
No way in hell. Okay,
you didn't have to do that.
Honestly, now that you're setting all that up, it's actually starting to sound kind of intense again. And I think
there were sailing classes.
Oh. Okay, now...
there you go.
Now you're starting to pique my interest. I actually took a sailing class once.
It was like a nature class where you just go around looking and identifying plants.
Okay. See, as a kid, I feel like most kids would not like that. But I was kind of a freak.
And there was a photography class, too, when I was a kid. I worked there as a counselor. I did a photography class. But either way, the point of what I was trying to say mm-hmm. was that if you're in an older cabin, one of the cool experiences that you could have as, I believe, a this might be a CIT only thing, or I think that some of the older cabins, like Cabin 6 and Cabin 5 and 6, probably, you'd be able to be gifted a trip to the local Walmart. And so this is the this is in New Hampshire. So this is sort of like kind of like a little pretty decently remote rural New Hampshire. And so there's an ice cream place that's like a 20-minute drive. And on that same big long road where it's like pretty much like a car dealership once every 6 miles or something. But, you know, there's an area where there's like a Walmart, a fucking, and some restaurants and like, but it's like kind of far out. It's like, you couldn't get there. You couldn't walk there. You know, it would take you a full day to walk there, put more. So being able to have an opportunity to go to Walmart when you only are, you know, having what you have at the camp to eat, you know, you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the camp, and, you know, you have your rations of what you have in the cabin, your own personal snacks that you bring before you go to the camp or whatever. So if you're there for, you know, more than one session, being able to go to Walmart was beyond incredible.
It's like a resupply run.
Oh, absolutely. But also, the thing about Walmart is that growing up, we didn't have Walmart.
Yeah, there wasn't a Walmart near us.
There wasn't a Walmart. Walmart is not something I was as familiar with growing up.
Yeah,
and
same.
Walmart has a lot of advanced things that as a kid are very interesting. For instance, you know, there are certain things you're allowed to do at this camp. Like, if you had a box of your own cereal, you could bring it to breakfast that morning and have your own cereal with the milk that they have there. You could just pour yourself a... So, what was really fun for me was getting, like, advanced, cool, sugary cereals that I could bring with myself. And you look like such a cool kid walking up to breakfast in the morning, and you've got your own personal box of cereal. He's like, oh, he's got his cereal that he got at Walmart. Like, that's cool. And there was this one particular cereal that I had because I was like, I liked Cocoa Krispies, but there was a Rice Krispie treat cereal that Walmart sold that I discovered for the first time at summer camp. And it was, I think it's still good. It's probably just really sugary, but I remember what I had as my bring to breakfast cereal. And it was awesome.
An experience I had that kind of is similar is when I was like camp age, I'd come here with my aunt and my cousins for like a few weeks. It was just us. And you hit a certain age where my aunt would drop us off in town alone, like for a few hours. And you could go get candy. You could get Pokemon cards. You could just go and you'd bring like money you saved up, you know, mowing lawns or whatever. And then you'd be able to just go to stores and spend it on your own, which was pretty cool.
Oh, that feeling of freedom, man, it is wild how we have that freedom all the time now. And it's lost that sort of novelty of being able to buy whatever you want, do whatever you want. Like freedom was such a interesting novelty as a child that like,
I think you can get it back a little by putting yourself into like a more restricted environment.
Yeah, now like, you're good. You're saying this after you when you're about to start your 9-to-5.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we do live, you know, the job that we have right now is, you know, of content creation is
pretty
freeing. I mean, I've been trapped.
It traps you. Like, it's freeing, but then it traps you.
Well, yeah, it traps you in the way of like I've been trying to just like I didn't have time for anything over the last month, really.
I've hardly heard from you this month because I know you've just been consumed.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be consumed as much as I was, but then once you get, you know, I had to finish it before I leave tomorrow, and so it was just like, oh, it sucked. It sucked.
Emma would be like, "Have you should tell Ted this or something?" I'm like, Emma, he's 3 days away from launching a video. Just let him do his thing.
Yeah.
There's no getting to him right now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, we were supposed to record yesterday, and I was just like, I was so close, dude. The thing is that's weird about making a video like that, of like, because the video that I just released, it's like an hour long, is that you never really know how long they're going to take until you're doing it.
Yep.
And it's really frustrating because a lot of people in your life will be like, oh, well, how long are you going to do this? How long is it going to take you to do this? And you try to give estimations, but a lot of time it's not accurate. And what sucks is that there's nothing you can do about it, and it doesn't matter because it's got to get done no matter what.
The thing about a video, too, is you can kind of get infinitely trapped trying to make it better. Like, you have to set, you have to be like, okay, this is good enough.
Yeah.
Because you could always make things better.
Yeah. Like, I've determined, I think I've officially determined that it takes me, well, actually, this video took me like maybe probably a week, about a little bit more than a week to fully edit visually. And then it will always take me a day per half an hour of a video to sync music and fix the audio for. So it took me 2 days to add all of the music and like get the audio levels correctly for that video. So it probably took me about a week and a half to almost 2 weeks to fully edit that video that I just released, which was so much longer than I wanted to take. But then something like the Christian Instagram video, that took me 3 days to edit.
Oh, you turned that thing around.
Yeah.
Those, the commentary ones on like a piece of media, you can do really quick.
Yeah, I can do those really fast. And as long as I have an idea, they're easy to do. But something like morning routine, where it's like, the Christian Instagram thing, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Boom, 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 boom. It's like max 2 hours of recording of footage. Morning routine one, it's 12 hours of footage of several different days. I have to explain what happens over the course of those days. There's like a lot of like finagling you have to do with it, where it's like, and it's all produced from nothing as opposed to just being reacting to something. So it just takes so much longer. But God, it's definitely a lot more fulfilling to finish something like that.
Yeah, you're very good at those style of videos too. The hour long, the journey. Those are, I feel like you, that's where most of like your heart goes when you're doing a video.
Somebody just commented on my new video because I called my dad in the video and I said that I was doing this thing, and my dad replied to it. And he was like, I was like, I'm waking up at 3 a.m. for this morning routine video. And he said, that's redonkulous. And somebody just commented and said, you know that Ted's parents are from Massachusetts, when he said, when his dad replied, that's redonkulous. Is that like a thing?
No, as somebody who lives here, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something just my dad would say.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Tell your dad next time you talk to him that Yeah, I got a message.
Yeah, I was like, I bring my dad up, and all of a sudden you're looking for stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking for Sox tickets.
Oh, yeah, fair. Oh, I should try to go to a Sox game when I'm back. I'm going to be back in Massachusetts I'm going to be on the East Coast for like a month.
Yeah, you should go. I went last year. I had so much fun.
I should come visit you.
You should visit. We got a spare bedroom. Your head will hit the ceiling. You can see my garden. Because you were here in the winter. You were here in March.
You know what I was going to send you?
What?
I saw this video of somebody refurbishing or getting rid of the landlord special on some old antique doorknobs.
Oh, I actually have to do that at my house.
Is there paint over the doorknobs, the old doorknobs?
I think there's some.
Yeah, because I saw this person, they took apart like an old doorknob, kind of same one that you guys have in that house, and it was like they were finishing off the brass and stuff. And
oh yeah, there's some really good metalwork underneath some paint.
I almost just dropped. If you're wondering what I just made that face for, I almost just knocked over my Topo Chico.
Yeah, you were in town last time, like before anything had bloomed, so it was just ugly.
I can't hear you.
One out of 10.
Oh, that must make you feel good.
It does. I wonder how long it'll survive against Barbie.
I was downstairs with everyone. I was like, this video better do well because Ted's mental state is going to be ruined if it's not. But oh, you yeah, knew no, that concept I think, was good.
I think that if I've worked a long time on a video and it's like the way it works is if I'm putting this much time into a video like this, mm-hmm. it usually works out in a way where I've already done a lot of thinking and determined that the video is worth putting that much time into it. So
yeah, it's like
on the reverse side of it, that must mean it's worth for people to watch,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. at a base level, like the concept. But yeah, no, I'm definitely. When are you going to watch it? When are you going to give it the full? I know you've seen a lot of it, but it's a different
hour
with the music.
Well, tonight I got to go to bed early.
Well, 55 minutes and 56 seconds.
I'm going to be getting up at like 4:45 tomorrow, so I probably won't watch it tonight.
Wow.
But this week I'll watch.
That's ironic given the topic.
Yeah, that's just how I roll, you know? You just did a week of my life.
No, okay.
No, I don't. Well, I will be getting up early a lot now.
You definitely are better at getting up, though.
Not as good as you like to praise me for, though. You're just
Maybe I'm just terrible.
You usually see me during moments where I have to, because...
Okay, explain and expand.
If I'm on a normal week, like in this past May at my house working, I'm not getting up that early. I'm getting up at like 9 or 10.
What?
Yeah, but when I'm here and there's fish to catch in the morning and sunrise is at 5, I'll be getting up at 4:45 tomorrow.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Damn. But then my new job, I'm going to have to get up at like 6 every day.
That was, you know what was pretty sick? I'll tell you what I'm good at. I'm good at pulling it together when you really need me to.
Okay, expand on that.
I got up very early the last time I was at the Cape to go meet you in the morning to get out on the boat and go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
No, Ted showed up on time, bright and early. I think it was like 6 a.m. showtime, and you were like a half hour away.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah, I think, did I show up right at 6?
Yeah, you're pretty close.
You were in fish talk, though. So it was like the way you were describing things, you were like, we got to get out on the water at 6. And it was like, it would have been a serious offense if I showed up a minute later.
Well, you got to get out there early.
And I'll tell you what. What was remarkable about that trip because I was out there for I keep having to come out to Massachusetts for weddings. So I was out there for a wedding.
Last time too.
And the wedding was that day that I was out there.
That's kind of
fun. I came
out
to you. Yeah, so I had to. The only opportunity to get out to Target was the day that I had to be back at like 11 a.m. for a wedding. So probably the closest thing I did to this morning routine thing was that I got up at 3. I got from this hotel that's on the other side of the Cape. And then I'm driving in the morning. There's like no one on the road. The sun hasn't even risen yet. I show up there with Tucker. We're getting out on the boats. Tucker's reeling some stuff in. I'm trying. Tucker's giving me advice that's messing up my flow. I'm getting out. We're out on
the
water.
We saw an ocean sunfish.
We saw an ocean sunfish. Looked like a fucking whale, Jerry. and then we come back in the peak of it. Maybe, you know, the fishing might have been the peak for Tucker, but the peak of it for me was the waffles that we had that started the last year of my waffle behavior. The last year of my waffle behavior has been surrounded around this one particular moment that Tucker's relatives, like, they have, what? They've got some
They make their
trees?
Own maple syrup. They have some
yeah, they
land.
They make their own maple syrup. Yeah. That's some blue-collar energy right there, making your own maple syrup.
Yeah, theirs wasn't even, like, fully filtered, like the stuff you
but
buy.
But at the
it
same
was...
time, that's also a land-owning thing. So what, is it blue-collar to own land, or is it not blue-collar to own land? You know what I mean?
Well, they bought it, like, 40 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And they built their own barn.
80s land is blue collar.
Oh, it's a different
2020s
market
land
now, man.
Is not blue collar. That's white collar land.
Yeah, it's very hard for blue collar to buy land. Yeah. Well, it's not hard to buy land in really shitty areas. It's all about, you know, where I live, it's really hard to get land. My dad's always like, you got to buy something. I'm like, Dad, it's 2025, dude. I
know.
What kind
yeah.
of money like, do you
back,
think
back
I
in
have?
The day for our parents, it costs like a fucking nickel and like a and like a compliment.
And a good day's work.
yeah. a nickel, a compliment, and a good day's work.
Yeah,
people going to
you,
college
boom.
For people going to college for less than like the price of a car.
My parents didn't buy a house either, and it's kind of shocking. It's like, what were you guys doing?
They didn't buy a house?
My parents bought the first house each when I was at boot camp. Or my dad got one like a year before that.
Really?
So my entire life we never owned anything.
Well, because you got to think about like comparatively. Like back in the day, they were probably like, because that's the thing that sucks about fucking houses. And like when you try to become an adult and people are talking about houses, is like every day I feel like, or every year, no matter what year, it'll always be a thing where it'll be like, housing market's really tough right now. It's always tough. It could either be worse or worse than it has been before. Like, I don't think the housing market, maybe that's just a facet of how the housing market has been going for the last like 10 years. But like, I feel like it's always been bad. Like, has there ever been a point where people are like, housing market's good, go buy a house?
Right now. There's like 10 times the sellers than there are buyers. So if you're looking to buy, buyers have a lot of power, negotiating power right now.
Really?
Yeah, there's your tip of the day, guys. If you have like 300-400K sitting around, go start talking. I don't have any money, but I'm about to be working for some.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool. No, but we went there, and so Tucker's relatives, to go back to the Sarah things. I just need to get, I just need to really get this. That's something if we do the fishing episode, make some calls, make sure that some of that syrups
have it ready to roll.
Well, at the very least, make it so like I'll buy a gallon.
I don't know I don't think they make much. This is a small batch.
Oh, wait,
operation.
Yeah, sorry. I think it was like, I think they said something like 42 gallons of, I didn't mean a gallon. I meant a little bottle, but
I think it's like
42 gallons or 40 gallons of sap makes 1 gallon of maple syrup is what they said.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
You can ask them. I think I'm accurate right now.
They're actually just
right.
showed up. They just showed up like 10 minutes before we started this recording.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well,
was
when
happen.
You go down there, and I'll remind you this, ask them how many gallons it takes, and if it's 40 to 1.
All right, I've got a guy. I got a buyer, and he's looking for bulk.
Can
you do?
I will. I'm telling you, dude. When I had that maple syrup, it was like, was it the butter that was melted into? Because I know there was butter melted into it.
Oh yeah, we don't have syrup without butter melted in.
Yeah, I melt the butter into it. Sure, but at the same time,
there was an unknown factor.
Was an unknown? Yeah, there's an unknown factor into this syrup that really just it made me. I ate 9. Eggo-sized waffles.
Those were homemade too, though. They weren't.
Yeah,
they were made
with batter and the thing. I had 9 of them, Tucker.
Ted got off the boat, whoom, whoom, housing them.
I eventually took over. I was making them myself.
Yeah, Ted took over. They were like, "Do you guys want some waffles?" And we're like, "Sure." And Ted,
you were like, "Do you
like,
want another one?" And I was like, "Sure." And they're like, "You know what?" Like, "Sure." And then
and
they
then
went
they
and
sat
down, and then I was like, and then. Well, they didn't get tired. It was more like they sat down and I was like, I'm not going to ask them to get up again. So I got up and I was like, is it all right if I use this battery? Sure. I make 6 more.
And you had to cut yourself off. You had to be like, okay.
I did. No, it was like a problem.
I could keep going all day.
No, I could.
And they were bite-sized.
I really could. It
was awesome.
And that started a several month hyperfixation on waffles and melting butter and maple syrup. I went on
You're
Etsy.
Still doing it.
Like, oh, I'm still doing it.
Last
still,
time we were at your place.
Well, not as much as I am before,
it's
but
lingering.
I always have waffle mix available to me now. But I'm like, I was trying to figure out where I could get the most real maple syrup I could find to get the closest thing possible to what I felt during that morning. And I don't know if I'll ever feel it again, because even if I have the same maple syrup I had last time, because I think it was just about the first time, but I was going on Etsy and I was buying, because I was like, where could I get maple syrup that's the most homemade? Well, I might as well go to the farmer's market of the internet, Etsy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going on Etsy and I'm buying maple syrup from Michigan, and I'm specifically targeting labels that look like they were made in MS Paint. Like I'm looking at like the bottle.
The lowest budget. Like,
it's got to be Comic Sans in an oval. It has to be made look like it was made by Ye Olde Farmer's Shop in Tomah, Wisconsin. Like that's where I'm ordering from. And I ordered like several different types. I'm trying them all. Nothing compared.
Well, theirs is from Connecticut. Maybe it's the trees. Maybe it's the climate.
Could be the trees. I was giving Tucker some advice the other day about the trees in America.
yeah, you were. Ted was like, have you heard about the American chestnut? I was like, Emma.
I watched the whole video about it.
Ted's definitely on Instagram right now, because he just asked me if I know what's going on with the American chestnut.
I was just learning about it. It really upset me.
You know what Emma said? Emma's like, that'd be like if you texted him and said, you should start using J cuts. Because the chestnut thing is like,
no, I was
entry
processing.
Level.
I was processing the tone you used. Was Emma like offended on your behalf?
Offended's a strong word. Emma was like,
because you were like, you should tell him this. You should tell him this.
Okay, maybe I came on a little strong.
Were you yelling at me behind my back, Emma? I'm talking to Emma directly through the editing program.
Emma was like, well, tell him, why doesn't he start using J cuts?
this must be weird for Emma if I like just directly talk to her through the editing program. I'm like, Emma, I know you're sitting there. I know you're editing. I'm looking at you right now.
I'm deep on the American Chestnut Foundation. I did multiple projects on them in college, and
you
want
to explain
land,
what the deal is to the people who don't know?
Sure. So in the Appalachian Mountain Range and like the greater East Coast, the American chestnut tree was the dominant tree species. It accounted for like 60% of all of the trees on the eastern seaboard.
And also, wait, and do they produce chestnuts year-round?
I don't know if they produce them year-round, but they're a huge food source for, like, everything, including people.
Yeah, for humans.
And if you read old-timey literature from, like late 1800s, you hear about chestnuts a lot. Because
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah,
that's the most famous one. But because of, you know, starting to have international shipping, there's a chestnut blight, and that wiped out, like, it's functionally extinct, which means, yeah, there are still chestnuts, but it's providing no ecosystem service anymore. So I actually have found a wild chestnut out in the woods. It was probably 10 years old, but it was already infected. You could see the blight cankers on it.
What's the deal with the fucking blight? How do we get rid of the blight?
There is probably not a way to get rid of the blight. What would most likely happen on a super long time scale is the trees that do have a natural resistance to it, which there are like a literal handful across the entire eastern U.S., those would reproduce and have some offspring that are also resistant. That's like the really long time scale. But what's going on is...
So why can't people just... find the ones that are resistant and then just keep reproducing those?
They are doing that. But they're also simultaneously taking chestnuts and using Chinese chestnut DNA, and they're trying to put the least amount of Chinese chestnut DNA into an American chestnut sapling that has the blight resistance. Because chestnut trees from Asia have a natural resistance to it. But not all of them make it and stuff.
It just pisses me off so much, because I think partly because when I was a kid, I was like, if I get lost in the woods or something, am I going to be able to survive on my own? And the fact that there were so many chestnut trees makes me pretty upset, because I'm like, well, what if I could eat chestnuts to survive?
And if you read older literature, the chestnut trees, which was also like the tallest, white pine was taller, but the chestnut tree was the tallest deciduous tree So it's a huge tree. If you look at pictures from West Virginia and the hills and stuff from like.
So the forest just looked totally different 150 years ago than they do now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And the East Coast, in terms of
obviously logging and shit like that. But like,
yeah.
But in terms of like the actual like physical trees, like there's just something that we are missing in the modern era that we have lost. Well,
in our personal lifetime, the last 20 plus years, we're seeing the exact same thing with ash trees. Ash trees are now basically functionally extinct. And they weren't when we were kids. Yeah, white ash. And you can see them in the woods. There's a lot of them are still standing, but they're totally dead. And that's due to a bug, the emerald ash borer, which will eat the cambrium, which is the layer in between the wood and the bark, which is where the tree basically is living.
I feel like I had one of these trees growing up.
You probably did. They're everywhere. And the same way, it's going to be functionally extinct. There'll still be saplings.
Wait, why are all these trees dying? Can we stop
species?
This?
Not really. I mean, it's already done. Ideally, so some people think we could release a natural predator bug, like a wasp or something, from Asia that eats.
So really, it's just Asia that keeps fucking up all of our stuff.
Well, Asia is on the other side of the world, but has a really similar climate. So species can survive, and it's like totally new, similar species, different sides of the world. So they can live here with the temperature and the rain and everything, but it's all new species that are super vulnerable. They haven't had thousands, millions of years to evolve defenses and balance.
Yeah.
The biggest issue comes from the smaller the species, the bigger the issue when it's an invasive. So like a blight is like a fungus. It's microscopic. That's why it's super effective. Whereas like an invasive species that's bigger, like a bird, is really easy to tackle. And that's why you don't get invasive species that are huge, like a moose. Like a moose could never be invasive because you could just find it and shoot it. And they take a really long time to reproduce. But bugs is like an explosion. You can't find bugs. Yeah, this is like what I went to school for.
Yeah, no, it really bums me out. I do like the outdoors as much as Tucker will put out propaganda that I don't.
He hates them.
I do like the outdoors. Indeed, I do.
Ted does like the outdoors.
Nice.
You just don't have anything that like forces you to get out there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's tough in LA too to get out outside because
in LA it's easier than somewhere like New York to like.
No, yeah, that's true. Because in New York you really don't even have a car.
I can drive for like 20 minutes and I can get myself to go on a hike in like the hills and I'm seeing butterflies and
yeah. Griffith Observatory has a ton of really nice hiking. I would like to go more around there.
Yeah, well, next time you come, we'll go on the Wisdom Tree hike because that's a good hike.
Yeah. But we have to move on to our more private and sensual show.
We're about to move into a private room. Just me and Tucker and maybe you, if you're subscribed to our Patreon at patreon.com/takeiteasy. And there's some big stuff coming out soon. By the time this is out, hopefully, I'll have my next episode of Dr. Ted out because I have been unable to touch anything really related to Take It Easy other than the podcast and the bonus episodes and the gaming episodes since I've been working on this main channel thing. So apologies about
that. And also, if you're watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 2, things are getting dramatic. And if you want to get recaps, if you want to get good, wholesome, married people's opinions on this stuff, check out our show. It's me and Emma. It's Emma.
We hope you see you guys over there. And you'll probably see me next episode
somewhere else
but in the world.
I will be back.
There you go.
I'll be back. And catch me on stream.
All right. Peace out, guys.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.